they have.
Now, when you say it, they say they will not come on board until President Mills does something about it, what exactly do you mean?
Well, they said at the Congress, President Mills admitted that there were certain problems within the party, and that alone is an indication that he is aware of the problems within the party. So if the president, you know, takes the step, the bold step of addressing those concerns, then they will definitely come on board to help the party in the 2012 elections.
So it's a matter of addressing the concerns. It's not a matter of actually succeeding in tackling the problems.
If he makes the effort,
then they will come on board.
Exactly. That is what they stated.
To join the campaign team, I believe, of
President. Of course. Because they also indicated, I talked to one gentleman who happens to be the polling agent for the party, for the Fonka team in the Ashanti region, who said that because of the intimidation and, you know, persecution among others, they definitely wouldn't come on board, as I've already indicated. But if the president makes the effort, the NDC is the baby of the founder of the party, and there's no way he can join any other party or, you know, go independent, as it's being speculated in certain quarters. So if those concerns are addressed, then definitely they are ready to help the party in the 2012 re-election bid of the president.
So I presume that they here includes the former president, Flight Lieutenant Jerry.
And the former first lady.
All right, now was the first lady present, former first lady present?
She was. And she was flanked by Dr. Josiah Ayi, Tei Nyanu, the MP for Lower Manya Krobo, and Dr. Muaba Roxen, a member of the campaign team, and then Sylvia Aholu.
Did she address the conference?
She did not.
So who did, apart from Mr. Berrick?
Nobody. Mr. Berrick was the only person who addressed the conference.
What was the demeanor of the first lady?
The former first lady was very jubilant. In fact, he didn't look like somebody who'd just come out from a heavy loss. And then, as is usual, you know, with her, she was, you know, flanking her hands in the sky and dancing to brass band music. So there was no indication that the former first lady had just come out, you know, of a heavy defeat. He was happy throughout the speech.
Apart from the dancing, was she smiling?
She was smiling, you know, occasionally, intermittently, she would smile and then wave to the jubilant supporters who had come to support him at the venue.
All right, thank you very much, Ibrahim.
Thank you.
You heard our reporter, Ibrahim Kwati, who just covered the press conference by the campaign team of former First Lady Nana Akunedo Ajiman-Rawlings.